Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, hello. My name is Jenny, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an active? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I've
Oh, thank
already
you.
answered these same questions like yesterday.
All right, let me just check. Oh, let me just access the survey right now. Seems that you were completing the survey and we are halfway. I would highly appreciate if we can get it completed right now.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Option A, ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or option B, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County.
B.
B, okay? You will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can also indicate that as well. First statement
Okay.
says, a citizens' oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision-making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purpose. Will that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, to support this proposal?
More.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much.
Much more likely, okay? There
Yeah.
will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Would that make you much more likely? Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, that would much more likely. Yes.
Okay, thank you. There will be a full public disclosure of all project spending.
Yeah, much more.
Thank you. The funds from the proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Much more, yeah.
Much more likely. Okay, thank you. Now you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing or not too convincing or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If it will make no difference, you can also indicate that as well. First statement says, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats and rivers, lakes and streams. Was that a very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing statement to vote yes in favor of this proposal?
It was convincing.
Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat.
Okay. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trails network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
That's somewhat convincing.
Thank you. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoor, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Somewhat.
Somewhat convincing?
Yeah.
Thank you. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small business, and create more jobs.
That's more neutral than anything.
Okay, do you think that will make no difference?
No difference.
Okay, thank you. Grand Traverse County's Grand Traverse County Trail Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funder source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
That's somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
That's neutral.
No difference, okay?
No difference, yeah.
This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
That makes no difference.
Okay. This proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all of the residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
That's somewhat convincing.
Okay. Thank you so much. This proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. The proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Yeah, that's somewhat convincing.
Thank you so much. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
Okay. Now you will be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can also indicate that as well. First statement says, there are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes. Do you find that as a convincing statement or not convincing statement?
I guess I'm not following what you mean by is it convincing or not. I mean,
yes.
is it truthful that that's what they're saying?
I'm so sorry about that. Let me clarify myself. I am reading to you some statements I'm giving you some statements against this proposal to maintain the trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If we find this as a reason to vote not against it, it will mean that is a convincing statement. If you don't find it like convincing to vote not against it, then we can choose not convincing.
Yeah, see, that's going to be the problem because I would always vote to provide money for that project.
All right. So in that case, this statement will not be convincing?
Correct.
Okay. Would that be not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not at all.
Okay. With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and a skyrocketing cost, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Not at all.
Not at all convincing, okay? There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems. Is that convincing?
That would be convincing. Yeah.
Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat.
Okay. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
That's not convincing at all.
Not at all? Okay. This proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
That doesn't matter to me.
No difference?
Not too convincing
or not at all convincing?
Not at all.
Thank you. This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth.
Not at all convincing.
Okay. This proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we cannot trust them to spend this money the right way. I will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
It's somewhat convincing.
Okay, I appreciate it. And one final time. Taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote yes for it.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, you will be giving a statement to complete in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
Oh, if I had one for voting for the trail system?
That's correct.
Okay, and again, it's for the county, correct?
That is for Grand Traverse County. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my hesitation for voting for it is because it tends to be the Republicans that are leading the county, and I don't trust them.
Okay, and did not trust them. Okay, my hesitation for voting for it tends to be the Republicans leading the county, and I do not trust them. Is that right?
Yeah. I guess I could expand on that. Can I expand a little bit?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, go ahead.
So at the end of it, so basically after the word them, it would be, let's see, let me think about this.
Yeah, go ahead.
So basically what I'm saying is I don't trust them to spend the money on the trail system.
All right, so just make sure that we have your thoughts here. My hesitation for voting for it, it tends to be the Republicans leading the county, and I do not trust them to spend the money on the trail system.
Correct.
Thank you, I appreciate it. And before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mil for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highway, and bridges within Grand Traverse County? If approved and leave it in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
In favor.
definitely vote yes in favor or probably?
Probably.
Thank you. And I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump,
yeah,
the Republican candidate?
No, Joe Biden.
Thank you. With which political party are you affiliated? Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, a moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Post.
Thank you. Do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
I own.
I appreciate it. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? African American, Black, Asian, Asian American, Hispanic, White, Caucasian?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Perfect. These were all the questions that I had for you today. I thank you so much for helping me out getting this survey completed, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.